Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you along on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. And another special treat today, we're going to be talking to a good friend of mine, Matt Brickwood from Spring Digital. Matt really is the go-to tech person within my network and within my world. When I'm doing things with pen and paper, Matt always has this funky little app or computer program or something that he's been able to come across and work out. And he's going to share some of those great little tools and some of those little tricks and tricks about networking events that will help systemize your follow-up process and help you just make life a little bit easier, where I'm there writing things with pen and paper. So I said, Matt's done it in half the time with half the effort because he knows some of these little tools that are out there. So firstly, welcome, Matt. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Absolute pleasure. So let's start off before we get into all that great fun stuff. Your company, Spring Digital, and you can find that at springdigital.com.au, and tell us a little bit about Spring Digital and what it does and what the vision of Spring Digital is.
Of course. Well, Spring Digital is obviously, from the name, a digital company. We focus in everything in the web development space, all the way through to software. So we have sort of a few core offerings which we look after people with. First of all, it's sort of our maintenance and performance packages, which for a lot of people, they just don't want to bother with managing their website or managing anything to do with it. And we sort of take all the hassle out of it take all the hassle out of it for them. The second level is we obviously build websites and very attractive sales-focused websites. And then the final sort of major product we offer is we build apps and software and whatnot, which help businesses either streamline processes or build a new innovative tool that they've had an idea about. And really, it's all designed around helping businesses in the digital space.
Yeah, brilliant, fantastic. And you're certainly someone over the past few years that I've seen very much grow their network, have really cared for their network, and have some great people in your network. Share a little bit about how you network and start going into some of these great whiz-bang sort of gadgets that you've been telling me about.
Yeah, of course. Well, I think my journey started when I first started networking and I guess really doing referral marketing as a structure in my business about 5 years ago now. That was sort of during the BNI process, where I met you, Michael. And from there, what I sort of very early learned that it's all about how much you're looking after your network, how much they can see you caring for them, how many sort of touch points you're having with them. And really, it's all about those connection points. So what I sort of very quickly realized, obviously being in the tech space, is there are so many tools out there that can make this process really, really easy. Obviously, CRMs being one of the most important ones, things like MailChimp and sort of email marketing software. It allows you to sort of really sort of touch base with your people on a very regular basis, even if you've just sort of met them. And it helps you sort of automate a lot of follow-up processes and talk and sort of communicate with them. And you can use technology such as those to really make your life easy in the networking space.
Yeah, brilliant. So specifically, what are some of the things that you've been able to use that have allowed you to either systemize or process your networking follow-ups and made that a little bit simpler for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. The most important thing I have is what's called to-do templates. Now, what I use in my CRM, the CRM we use because we're sort of in the digital space is called Workflow Max. It's the company that does Xero. They own the product. We use that particular one. But there's other great simple ones out there like HiRise, for the more sort of tech-savvy, Infusionsoft or Confusionsoft, as a lot of people like to call it, or something like SendPepper, which I know, Michael, you use sort of quite regularly. So what I'd basically do is, let's just say I'm going to Monday Referral Madness next week. I'll probably meet sort of 5 or 10 people there. I'll immediately get home and put each of those people into my CRM, and then I'll set a to-do template, because ideally the first day after I meet someone, I want to go and connect with them on LinkedIn. I want to be able to send them a thank you email. 2 days later, I want to send them maybe a little bit of information about me. Might be a bit of a topical piece that sort of might help them learn a bit more about me. 5 days later, I might want to organize a meeting with them. And what I do in these to-do templates is set up a series of actions based on a number of days, so that every morning when I get into the office, all I do is I've got an email in my inbox which says you need to organize a meeting with Mike I need to send a link, connect on LinkedIn with Joe, and it gives me a nice series of nice simple email of tasks to do, rather than me having to sort of think, oh God, I met that guy a week ago, have I followed up with him? What does he think of me? Because I haven't, and etc. etc. So it's all designed around really making that follow up process automated, and me not having to think every day about my entire network of people.
Yeah, brilliant. As we always say, it's about the number of touch points and how much you stay front of mind of your network, which will determine how many referrals that you're getting from your network. So really what you've just been able to do there, Matt, is really generate the tasks that need to be done without you having to think about them day in, day out, and now you're staying front of mind of those people, building relationships with those people, and giving yourself an opportunity to be able to pick up referrals because they remember you, they remember who you are, and they remember what you do. So, that's brilliant.
Exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, fantastic. So, there are a whole bunch of different card scanning apps. Is there one that you know of or one that you use that's better than others? I know personally I've tried a whole bunch and some work, some don't. Some work for a little bit, then they don't anymore. Do you have any sort of response on what either you use or what you know is good out there?
My suggestion for card scanning, really, and as you said there, very few of them work. Like, they often come up with garbled text or whatnot on them. My suggestion generally is to collate maybe sort of a handful, maybe so 10 or 20 together, and post a job on Fiverr. That's fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. And you can get those cards transcribed for $5. So imagine if you got, and then you could probably get for around $5 up to, I would say, about 50 or so done. So that would be my real sort of technique for getting cards scanned. We did obviously have Card Muncher a while back ago, which was LinkedIn. But obviously, and what they were doing was they were sending them off to India and getting them transcribed and then sent back to you as sort of contact details. But obviously that's gone now. So the best thing for you is obviously if you don't have a secretary or someone to do it, just collect a bunch together, scan them, and send them off, because you really do need that sort of visual on most business cards these days.
Yeah, brilliant. What a great idea where you can scan rather than you sitting there with a pile of cards on your desk, being able to scan them all, put them up for someone to be able to transcribe into an Excel CSV, and then you can import them straight into your CRM system. Makes life very easy and really, for the sake of a few dollars, very efficient for that to be able to occur. So fantastic, that's great. In terms of, we've got a whole bunch of different types of listeners, people who are just starting, people who are thinking of starting businesses, all the way through to people who've had businesses for many a years that are very successful. When you go out looking to be able to build cross promotions with people and to be able to look at affiliate marketing and cross promotion marketing, what's something that you could share? What's something that you're always either thinking of or making sure is taking place to ensure a good result for both people?
Of course, yeah. The first thing I'm always looking for, and I guess it probably starts off with mindset, is I always try to provide more value, as much possible value as I can up front. It might cost me a little bit of money or cost me a little bit of time or cost me some resource, but it's all about, can I provide as much value to that person as possible and allow the flow to come backwards? Because I really believe in looking for win-wins, you've really got to put your own agenda and your own wants to the side and really look at the other person, be it in the other person's business, and really understand what it is that you can do that can help them and provide massive value, because the return will come to you but as long as you're sort of putting as much as you can out there for obviously the person you're developing the cross promotion with.
Yep, brilliant, and so very true in terms of being able to create long lasting relationships for affiliates or cross promotions. You can find out more about Matt. You'll see Spring Digital website link just below in the description of this podcast. Please make sure that you click on it, you join him on social media, you connect with him on LinkedIn, and you see how you might be able to collaborate with Matt. I know Matt's got a great network of businesses, always looking for new people to be able to collaborate with and to be able to create win-win opportunities with. So I really encourage you to be able to do that and jump on board and be able to do those things with Matt. Otherwise, thank you very much for coming along.
That's right.
Been great having you. And until next time, please make sure, if this is the first podcast that you've heard, jump onto referralmarketingguru.com.au, check out the blogs, check out the various different networking tips and hints that are on there. And we look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Take care.